and a gigantic splash of orange against the deep blue sky and the robin's egg blue water. Other planes are coming in, sweeping low in an amazing suicide effort to sink the Repulse. Their daring is astonishing, coming so close you can make out the pilot's outline. One coming in at 11:48 to our starboard just dropped a torpedo. A moment later, I hear a shout of joy indicating he was brought down, but I didn't see that. We also claim we brought down two high-level bombers previously, but I didn't see these crash. At least, at the moment, I have no recollection of seeing them. This is a cabled eyewitness account of the sinking of the British Prince of Wales and the Repulse by CBS correspondent Cecil Brown, who escaped from the Repulse as she sank. He continues, at 12:01, another wave of torpedo bombers is approaching. They are being met with everything we've got except our 14 inches. Beside me, the signal officer flashes word from Captain Tennant to the Prince of Wales. We eluded all torpedoes this second attack. It's fascinating to watch our tracer bullets speeding toward the Jap bombers. 12:03. We've just shot down another torpedo bomber. It was about 400 yards away, and we shot it out all of its motor. It's a fire, and disintegrating pieces of the fuselage are flying about. Now it disappears over the surface of the...